bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English with me, Jackie Dalton, and today I'm joined by Callum Robertson. Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
The topic of this programme is cybercrime, criminal activity which involves computers. First, Callum, are you ready for this week's question?
Oh, yes.
The word spam is defined by the New Oxford Dictionary of English as irrelevant or inappropriate messages sent on the internet to a large number of newsgroups or users. But when did this definition of the word spam enter the New Oxford Dictionary? Was it A, 1993, B, 1995, or C, 1998?
Oh, it's a tricky one, because I was going to say sometime in the 90s, so I'm going to say 1995.
OK, well, we'll have to wait and see what the answer is at the end of the programme. Do you get a lot of spam, though?
Oh, yeah, I mean, tons, both here at work and at home, because I've had an email account for well over 10 years. Now I get loads and loads of spam, but I have a very efficient spam filter.
Ah, so what's a spam filter?
A spam filter is a setting on your email program which uses clever means to detect whether the email that's coming in, is it a real email or is it spam?
Okay.
Or is it something you don't want? So it'll my spam filter is very good at sorting out those spam emails.
OK, well, you'll have to tell me what it is later, because mine isn't. Spam is something that's often part of cybercrime, and it's used for spreading viruses, which go into your computer and steal your information or destroy it. And also something called phishing, which is P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, with a P, phishing. What does that mean?
Well, this is a very common kind of scam or a trick email, where they try and get people to enter their bank account details into a false page. So they'll send you an email and say, you know, you need to change your security settings or you need to check this on your account. And they give you a link which looks like, when you go to the page, it looks like your bank's page, but it's not. It's actually a false page. And so they're like phishing. They're like phishing for your details.
Mm.
But because it's not really phishing, it's like internet phishing.
They
put PH on the front to make a difference. So phishing.
What are some of the other kinds of cybercrime that we hear about, though?
I suppose the big one these days is identity theft, as people use computers and information that's on computers to claim that they are somebody else and try and either borrow money or buy things using somebody else's details. So that's identity theft. And cyber stalking is another one where people find somebody on the internet and they just harass them with unwanted emails and that kind of thing. We talk about hacking, which is people who are very clever with computer technology and they can get into other people's systems and change things around and maybe do bad things in there.
And steal information.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose piracy as well is a big one, which is something that many, many people do, but is actually illegal, is to download music and videos and TV programs and films without paying from the internet.
Mm, very easy to do, but very naughty as well. Well, we're going to hear next from a man who met a young woman through online dating through the internet. And he built up what he thought was a genuine relationship with her over many, many months. But it turned out he was tricked and lost about $24,000 in a fake business deal.
These people are very, very clever and they will target you and they will draw you in and get your confidence. And there's a scam for everybody. All they've got to do is pitch it at the right level.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. So Richard described there how he was drawn in. He was fooled by this scam. Scam is a word you used earlier, actually.
Scam, it's a trick.
It's a trick.
Yeah.
And he says they'll draw you in to get your confidence.
Yeah, so gradually, slowly, things will happen that seem to prove that these people are honest and that it's genuine and so on. But and then so you become confident that it's not a trick.
You trust them.
You trust them, yeah, yeah.
And also stemming from that word confidence in this kind of context is the idea of a confidence trickster is something we sometimes hear.
Yeah, well, it's a very old term. A confidence trickster is shortened to a con man, somebody who will try and trick you to get money from you and by getting your confidence so you feel that you can trust them.
Well, Richard was one example of someone being preyed on by people over the internet. But it's not just individuals that this happens to. It can also be to whole governments or institutions.
NATO has compared cyber attacks on Estonian government computers to military aggression and has sent an expert.
So in April last year, government websites and networks in Estonia came under attack. And that expression we heard there, cyber attack, is quite new, isn't it? But it's sort of being likened to a military assault.
Yes, but done through computers, through cyberspace.
So we've seen also the word cyber warfare develop recently as well, which means people getting into computers and almost launching a war on a country or an institution. Before we end this programme, Callum, we've got the answer to the question, when did spam, referring to unwanted emails, come into the new Oxford Dictionary of English? And it was actually as late as 1998.
Right, that late.
That late. Well, that's all we've got time for this week, but join us again next week as ever for more 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye. BBC Learning English.com.